This podcast is brought to you by SMC. Moneywise, be wise.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning. Here's hoping that the break has done you good and that you're all refreshed and ready to take on the world, with which I mean the stock market. It's the same thing as far as we guys are concerned here. It's Stock Picks of the Day. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
We spoke to Sameet Tavan of Angel Broking, and this is a list of top two stocks which could give 4 to 12% return in the next 3 to 4 weeks. Let's run through that list of stocks, well, list of two stocks, very quickly. We have Motherson Sumi, which has a buy call, ended trade on Friday at 107 rupees 35 paise. Target we're looking at is 120 rupees. Stop loss placed at 99 rupees for an upside of 12%. Next up, we have HDFC, which has a buy call as well, ended trade on Friday at 2,211 rupees 65 paise. Target we're looking at is 2,285 rupees. Stop loss placed at 2,175 rupees for an upside of 4%. So HDFC and Motherson Sumi with buy calls. We'll come back to the recent stories and biographies of those two stocks in just a little while, but let's also find out what Sameet has to say about the recent trends on the Lal Street. Amid global uncertainty, our markets concluded the week with a smart recovery on Friday. Fortunately, we did manage to defend the 11,000 mark on a weekly closing basis. Firstly, the index tested the 61.8% retracement level of the previous up move. This point coincided with the 89 EMA on the weekly chart, as well as 161%, that is the golden ratio of the recent small up move from 11,108.3 to 12,103.05. Also, the RSI smoothened oscillator on the daily charts has reached the lowest level since the 15th of October 2018. All of these key observations were hinting towards the possibility of some relief from the crucial junction of 10,800, and therefore, we avoided shorting and kept focusing on some probable short covering candidates. The strategy played out well clearly, and now we're back above 11,100. But the real question lies whether the worst is over or not. Is it behind us? In one sense, it would be too early to comment on this, and although we have paused near a crucial technical cluster of supports, we will still need to wait a little longer for more confirmation. As of now, one should construe that this rally is a relief move, and going ahead, 11,200 to 11,300 are the sort of conservative levels to watch out for. If we manage to surpass that wall, the next possible resistance is placed somewhere in the zone of 11,450 to 11,500. At this juncture, the pragmatic approach would be to take one step at a time and focus more on individual stocks. On the lower side though, immediate support is seen around 11,062 and 10,975. And with a broader view, as long as we're defending 10,782 to 10,750, if that is our lower wall, there is not much reason to worry. Okay, now going back to that list of two stocks, we start things off with Motherson Sumi. The last one and a half years have been rather challenging for the auto and auto ancillary stocks. This stock has also been experiencing relentless sell-off ever since it reversed after clocking its record high of 258.01 in December 2017. With extended correction at the midst of the week, the stock retested its 2016 lows of 88.07 and had a sharp recovery to form a bullish hammer on the daily chart on Thursday. On the following day, what we saw was a sharp short recovering rally of nearly 10%, which confirms its short-term reversal. Considering the price and volume activity, the expectation is an extension of this relief in relief move in the coming days, and therefore the recommendation would be to buy in the counter of Motherson Sumi for a target of 120 rupees with a stop loss fixed around 99 rupees. So that's Motherson Sumi with a buy call. Next up, one of the HDFC twins, this time not the bank, the other one, HDFC, also with a buy call. Since the budget day, what we've seen is a massive correction in some of the marquee names that have shown gravity-defying moves over the past year and a half. These are the ones which propel the index beyond the 12,000 mark. HDFC clearly has been one of those handful of stocks. The stock prices retested their previous breakout points, and HDFC stock has given a stellar recovery in the week gone by. The daily and the hourly chart look encouraging, and considering the overall price development, we will not be surprised to see HDFC stock extending this relief rally. Therefore, traders can look to initiate longs for a target of 2,285 and the stop loss should be fixed at 2,175 rupees. One last time, those two names, Motherson Sumi with a buy call, target 120, stop loss 99, upside of 12%. HDFC with a buy call as well, target 2,285, stop loss 2,175 for an upside of 4%. That's it. Those are the names you needed to hear this morning. And not just this morning, they're valid for about 3 to 4 weeks. So bear them in mind. Listen to them every day. Listen to the Stock Picks of the Day podcast that I do every day and keep a list of those names going and figure out which appears more often than the others. Because it's not just the same analyst giving us these names. These are collated from various different sources. So if there are names that you see appearing more often than others, you know what to do with them. And let us know if you happen to make any profit of those names. My name is Rakesh Sharma. And until the next time you hear from me, this is me saying thank you for joining us. And do stay with us on moneycontrol.com. To be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.